Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party. Everyone, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. I'm your host.
Caught you off guard on that one.
I'm your host, Alana Johnston, and with me back from New York City is producer slash husband slash roommate, Norm Sousa. Norm, what's popping? What's locking?
We were doing the What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
Matt Berry, New York City.
Yeah, but I can't do it, so I just say New York City. Right. Norm, you're back. Literally fresh off the plane. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fresh off the plane. I'm tired. I'm really, really tired.
God, you look it.
I do. My skin looks terrible.
No, you don't look tired.
Yeah, it was good. A surprising weekend. I was in New York producing the football show.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was on vacation in New York, his first time in New York that same time.
Can you believe it?
So it was fun.
You guys met up. He came and saw you work. Him and his wife and some of the kids.
Yeah, the family got to meet Gronk, which was fun. Everyone was very excited.
Heard of him.
And then I went. They had tickets to the basketball game, and I got a ticket to the basketball game. And then his original tickets, that's through StubHub, didn't go through. So he had to get new tickets. And then he ended up getting tickets right beside my seat.
Hey, everybody. So let's have a family blast. Yeah. It's a bit of a Sousa's weekend getaway.
It was fun. And I hope they enjoyed New York. I liked New York.
Mm-hmm. But you're glad to be back.
Yeah, it was rainy, it was cold, and I'm tired. And you went for work.
It's not, it's different than when you're going for leisure.
It's so quick. And
exactly.
Last time we talked on the podcast, we were talking about how you were having a huge laugh after, we both had COVID briefly, and then I got, hit with some long COVID, and I've still been really tired.
Yeah.
And flying and working and doing all this stuff and walking around New York, I've been exhausted.
Yeah. But, you deserve the break, so that's why I'm leaving town to let you breathe.
You're leaving town. You're going to be opening for Beth on a bunch of shows.
I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a blast.
So if you're in Dayton, Ohio, if you're in Chicago, if you're in
Cleveland, we're going to as well. Yep, all these places. You can check her Twitter. She's been posting about all the shows. Mm-hmm. And I've been retweeting it. Yeah, guys, I'm on Twitter, @Alana_Johnston, # what is she saying this time?
Yeah, you actually like it more now that Musk is in charge.
I love it. Yeah. I can't get enough of the little boy.
Is that your nickname for
Elon Musk? He's my cute little boy. Ew, I hate him so much.
Yeah. Well,
it makes me laugh. I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever met him, what would you say?
No, I'd say, hey, man, how are you? No,
oh my God! I'd be like this. Yeah, are you kidding me? You walking around like this?
Yeah, yeah. I look at him confused and go, the car guy, right?
I'm gonna look at him and be like, you hosted SNL, right? Oh my God! I remember you from SNL. It was so promising.
Yeah, I just point at him and be like, PayPal. Long time ago, you did PayPal.
Oh my God, he would be devastated. Really, we got to get him on the podcast. If only I'd email him back.
If I ever meet Elon Musk, PayPal is the only thing I know him by. Is pretty funny idea.
Pretty cute.
Fun stuff. Who's on the podcast
now? Who's my fun little boy or whatever I said? Okay, this week's guest is a blast. Now I have to give a bit of a disclaimer.
Oh, okay.
I cried in the episode.
No way.
Yes, and you'll have to listen to find out.
Okay.
And
was it because I gave him basketball tickets for free?
That is exactly why I cried. I found out what the price of the tickets was, and I cried because I said, give me free tickets.
This past weekend I had to go to work, so our guest got Clippers Nuggets tickets on Friday.
What I wouldn't give.
And then the real prize was coming to be a guest on the podcast.
Well, let's get to it.
Okay.
This week's guest is my friend and yours,
mm-hmm.
Jason DeRoss, right after this break.
It's a self-esteem party. It's a self-esteem party.
Jason, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. How are you?
Woo!
You are exploding with party joy right now.
I'm here. This is great.
You're here. This
contact
is great.
With people.
I know. Oh my God. Yeah. Especially coming in the morning. You know, unless you're like going for a hike, which is a very LA thing to do, but yeah. Like it's a little chilly now, so not everybody's planning that.
I'll do it.
It's like you don't see anyone till way later in the day. And sometimes, like if Norm's busy in the morning or something like that, I'll go hours not talking to somebody.
That like, you're out seeing people loud. Later in the day trumps me. Like you're already ahead. I mean, like.
Well, if I have a show or something.
Sure. You're going to see Let people. Me do a show. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my God, yeah. Like get me out of the house. You
oh
know?
My God. But, the getting out of the house is really hard because. Well, one, shows are like a little far and few between because they're hard to get booked on now, right? Because
everybody's in.
Wants to do shows now.
And there's fewer venues or there are venues I don't know about because I moved down here and then a pandemic hit.
I think it's fewer venues, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I think some venues did not survive. I hate to say that because I don't like the idea of theaters and stuff like that closing. Yeah. But
especially like the indie ones.
Yes, I have noticed that the indie ones, not everybody made it through or... Maybe they're going to reopen, but it hasn't happened yet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But anyways, yes. But seeing people getting out of the house.
I'm here. Also, party.
My Allison Rich, friend of the podcast, she challenged me to leave the house more. And you know what? I took it very seriously. I was like, yep, she knows me very well.
Yeah.
There's probably a good point to this. And on Saturday, I ran a bunch of like errands. I went for a walk with a friend, but I ran a bunch of errands and it was just one of those days where you're like out and about and I'm in my car and I have to grab a coffee on the go to, you know what I mean? And all this stuff. And I felt like $1 million.
Yeah,
and
man.
And then, but then I started crying in the Vons when I was grocery shopping and I had to come home. So it ended on the lowest note you can imagine.
To be honest though, I would picture you being like, no, this is where I commit fully. And like just crying in front of ramen noodles while people are walking back and down. You're like, I don't care.
Crying in front of chips. So it's kind of even worse because it's like everyone was like, oh, she's really struggling with the chips.
It's just, it says $5 for $6. I don't know what flavor.
I want a sale. So upset Lay's isn't 2 for $5. Oh my God. Come on, that's a deal. You got to steal that one when you see it.
Hey, I'm a coupon shopper. Let's do it.
Okay, now that we got the important stuff out of the way, Jason, if you had to answer on a scale of 1 to 10,
geez.
I know you knew it was coming. You knew it was coming, but... And let's preface it. You know, I always say it could be scale of 1 to 10 in terms of your self-esteem, how you're feeling today, recently. You can give me the last 3 years.
Sure.
You know what? Why don't we say recently? Because I feel like, say the last month or two. Well, I've been seeing you a bunch, but it's like, say the last like month or two, I feel like things have been a little more social because it's not so hot.
Yes.
So, and there's like a lot of sports on, which is a really great communal way to see people sometimes. Yep. Or like, you know, just with holidays, sometimes there's like little holiday things. So I definitely feel like for me, it wouldn't be the same number as if you asked me in the summertime.
Sure.
So why don't we say the last little bit? And it can be a between this and this if you have that.
I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make it a long answer because I'll never be a short answer. Although you probably just want a number.
This is okay. It's going to be a bit of a part one, part two episode. Okay, guys, get ready. I hope you have 2 weeks of Jason Duras in you.
It's going to be an M. Night Shyamalan by the end of the numbers.
We're
going to
get M. Night Shyamalan.
I love that's a verb.
So what's the deal?
Just because the heat thing actually doesn't bother me. I love the heat and I love being here and people complain about it.
Interesting.
Love it. So like that's not my reason why it's shifted. But it is like, I would say over the last little bit, I will give you a 6 or a 7, which is very high for me.
I'm
like
6 or 7's cruising.
Crazy high.
Because if 5 is neutral, okay, not good, not bad. It means, even if you're at a 6, it means good. That's what 6 means.
But I would say like, maybe that's just like the last couple weeks or something. But like before that, it was for sure 3s.
Okay, but so wait, can you tell me? Can you give me a bit about what was in the 3 and then what brought it to the 6, 7?
I think I'm very slow with coming out of whatever we've come out of. Mm-hmm. Because like we just talked about, I do spend a lot of time. We moved here and then the pandemic hit pretty quick after, like
it
a year
really
or two.
Did. Yeah.
So we haven't like made a network of people, of friends and things like that. And we don't have a community of people as much.
Okay, well, I'm here, but... you have a community of Canadians.
Yes,
but
it's true.
It's hard
but
to
it
make
still weirdly...
American friends sometimes because it's when you're trapped in your house, you're like, how do I make friends with people I didn't know already?
I also feel like, you know, LA is like as if New York melted, so it just like spreads out like a like whatever. So it's like it's all
New York melted. Wow, I have never heard it put that way. That is fantastic. Yeah,
we're at the end of the birthday cake. Like the candles just went boom and spread all over the top. But I say that because like so. You have to go, like, really, to see people, you do have to make plans. There isn't, like, I'm just going to be at this certain location and people will show up.
No, it's like there's no bar to find everybody at. Yeah. Like, there's no one place where you're like, oh, people will be there.
Yeah, because even with the comedy community, and I was never a part of literally UCB because I didn't get down here. I was doing the Second City and stuff, but, like, you have Birds.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm like, most of the comedy communities I know are like there's no bar even to sit at afterwards or whatever, so everybody disperses as soon as the show's over, it feels like. So I'm like, oh, you just kind of like, so what I'm getting at, very long answer, is this pandemic thing, it's like I find myself staring at my walls a lot and being like, what is my life now? And we came down here at an older age, so it's a lot to put together,
and you have a kid.
And I have a child. So
that like changes a lot more things because you're like, I'm pursuing my dream, but I got to put food on the table.
Yeah. So it's kind of although
like,
that, yeah.
It's so like both. Unless your kid's on a diet. And then in that case, so you're like, I'm putting some food on the table.
Maybe that's why also the happier, because like I went, this is okay, TMI, but is there a TMI on this podcast?
No. Not even fair close. I spent a whole podcast talking about somebody's period affecting their mood. It's like, because it is what it is, right? That's how we talk.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So what's the TMI?
The TMI for me was I went to a doctor and he was basically like, you're dying three ways. And I was like, oh, okay, great. This is great.
I'm so sorry, Jesus. I don't mean to laugh, but just again, you're phrasing things in such a way today. I'm loving it.
I like to paint a picture.
So you are dying in three ways.
Yep. Color by numbers. Three ways you could die. The red is, they're like, you're pre-diabetes. So like you're heading that way, which is like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Two is like, your cholesterol is, they're like, a three is normal, whatever this number is. Four is like alarm bells start going off. Five is, it's a blaze. Yeah. So like, watch out, like you're dead. God. And he goes, you're 6.7.
Oh my God.
And he's like, you're not walking out of this office without taking these drugs. And I was like, okay, so cholesterol's high. Check mark. Two.
That one sneaks out, sneaks up on you.
I knew it was coming a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a family thing. Then three was the weird one. Three goes, you don't produce testosterone. And I was like, well, that explains a whole bunch of stuff, but like.
Sorry, keep going.
So because of that, he's like, you're gonna have a hard time losing weight. Like, he's like, cause I'm like, I've been working my butt off. But then,
The hormone imbalance. I know. It's the same with women. Like when my hormones changed, when I hit my 30s, it was like, it almost impossible to lose a pound that you were like, oh, the day before I would just eat a lighter dinner and I'd lose the pound by the morning.
I wouldn't get crazy drunk for a day and I'd be like, oh, down 5 pounds. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. The fluctuation was so much easier.
Yeah. So now it's hard. So like, because of that, I walked out and because I have a son, I was like, well, life changes. So maybe part of my being like, whatever, is like, I did like work very hard. I go get my blood test tomorrow to find out where I'm at now.
We'll have to get you back on.
Yeah. I'll give
we
updates.
We need those numbers.
On the old...
We need to know, are we still at a 6.7 or whatever the number was?
But that was 6 months ago. So, and I feel like I've lost 15 pounds.
Oh, you look amazing. Oh, you look good. Guys, he's kind of doing
a little bit of
a
dance.
I don't really know what it was. It was kind of like two hands in the air and didn't show off too much of your body because you have a big sweater on.
Yeah. Did you in the 80s have one of those like flower pots that when you turn music on, it kind of
goes
like this?
Oh my God, that's exactly what you look like with like the leaves in the air moving like hands. This is exactly what you look like.
Sunflower with sunglasses on.
Yes, because it's so sunny.
Sure.
They need the glasses for their eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're feeling better because...
But it could just be today. Like, I'm sure like 3 days ago I was like... like, it's... Again, I feel it right now because I'm literally here, which may sound like whatever, but I'm like...
Not at all.
I don't... Your friend Allison is 100% correct because even when like you go to Ralph's and you're like, I'm out, you feel... You can move your number up a number or two.
Yeah.
Then just sitting at your house and being like, okay, what project am I going to work on? It's like, probably never going to get made. And I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to work very hard at this thing and then be like, cool, halfway done. And now I'll give up because I'm more product over process now. And I don't sit in process. I'm like, what's the end game? Because I have a kid. I'm like, oh, you got to monetize things. You got to do all that, which makes the life we live a bit harder to sit in a product, a mindset of product over process,
I think. Yeah. Yeah. It's really the responsibility when that kicks in, mm-hmm. It stops being fun and games, the pursuit of comedy, because you're like, okay, now I need money. And you're like, this idea is amazing, but let's be honest, this amazing idea might not get made for 5 years. We know that, if at all.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. You said earlier that you would be sitting in your house saying, what am I doing? I sit in my house and go, do something.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
I like yell at myself. Yeah. So you're right. You go to the Ralph's, pick up some groceries. You're like, great, I did something. You go to the Vons and have a cry. You went, great, I did something. You know what I mean?
You so still it's go like, to bed feeling like I've...
like I've done something.
Except then I'll sit in bed and be like, did I just... make moments happen so life goes by? Is that what I was doing?
But life is just a collection of moments.
100%. I said that when I was a teenager. I think my mom told me that when I was a teenager or someone. They're like, don't commit suicide. It's just like moments going around or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a good piece of advice.
It's a bit of a heavy talk. With you and your mom. Anyways, hon, don't commit suicide.
Not that I was
we're
ever
having
like
chicken cutlets for dinner. Anyways, we'll see you later, hon.
I think we had just watched Pump Up the Volume or something.
And okay, like, so she's probably,
like,
yeah.
Teenage years, you got to get through them.
That's my mom would do that all the time, being like, better have another talk with Elena. You know, based on something I watched. So it's like, it was like Degrassi, and she was like, don't get pregnant. And I was like, okay. Really, because that was my plan. I was really looking at
don't
the
do
baby.
LSD and jump off a bridge, because that's what happens.
Because that's what happens.
Then you'll end up like Drake in a chair, in a wheelchair.
Bless.
I think that's how he got there. I don't remember.
He got out. Good for him. He's walking around again.
He's having a good time.
I'm so proud of him. The show is still, he's still on the show. It is a huge recovery for a character. The plot line kind of doesn't track, actually, if I'm honest with you.
It was during the writer's strike. They kind
it was
of
during
like,
the writer's strike, and they thought, you know what?
Bit.
He can walk again. It's fine.
I don't know how to write for a chair.
Yeah, we don't have any backstory to this, and we don't need it.
This is for all the Degrassi fans out there.
Bless. Who isn't? And if you're not, quit listening. We don't want you on this podcast. We don't want your feedback. We don't want you to rate and subscribe. Just kidding, guys. Rate and subscribe to the podcast. I read all the reviews. They make my day, even the bad ones, because I'm just in it for the attention. Anyways.
I'm going to go home and write a review.
I make most of my guests. If you go through, you'll see it's most of my guests' names. Reviewed the podcast. That's fine by me. I don't care. Apple doesn't know that. Actually, some of them wrote as a guest and former guest. So a couple of them.
I can write as a listener.
Oh, Jason. Yeah. And guest. Wow. Get it in there. And at the end, just write also a guest. But hopefully people don't read the full review, so they won't see that part.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, so bit of a whirlwind of emotion. I am feeling really great this morning, also because you are here, because I am doing something. I'm seeing a pal, the dog's being good. I got a bunch of stuff done this morning before you came, and I'm like, okay, great. Here's where I run into the problem, though.
Okay, I want to hear this.
I get a lot done in the mornings, as you know. I'm a big morning person.
Yep.
Then come like 2 p.m., I do a now what? Because I get my writing done in the morning too, where like the project stuff we were talking about, I'd rather wake up at 5 a.m. and do it than try to do it at 2 or 3 or in the middle of the day or something like
that. That's when you get like nap head.
Well, and it's also like, you know, then I'm in an in-between, like if you have a show that night or something to do, you're like, I got to conserve energy. I'm in this, like my mind's not working. I already have... it's either that I have too much on it because stuff has like already happened and I have like too much on it and I can't get anything done, or I got it all done so early and then did nothing for so long that now it's mush and I can't get it to
it's always
up.
Pushing that rock to start anything, like then you get it rolling and you're like, great, which I feel like my whole life is right now.
Oh my god, 100%. I'm feeling at a standstill on a lot of things, like good in this moment,
because
this is a moment, and life is passing us in this beautiful moment that we get to seize. But it's like, after you leave, I have a few things today. I'm leaving town tomorrow. Oh, so excited to leave town because something to do. So I'm leaving town tomorrow, but it's like, it is one of those things where I'm like, okay, Alana, you got to get some stuff done this afternoon before you go. And you got to finish this outline you said you would, or you got to whatever. And then
self-imposed deadlines.
Dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm sitting there going, for what, for who? And that's not the right attitude.
Yeah.
But it is the attitude that's there, for what, for who.
Yeah, 100%. I say that all the time.
Like, if you give me a paid deadline, oh my God, Alana Johnson will get it done a week early. No question about it. It's you give me a paid deadline, I'm your gal.
Here's my new self-esteem. This is my jumping into like self-help talker. Pay yourself. Pay yourself.
Okay, Jason,
I need the money. I don't. You're trash. Just kidding. You know what? Get your trash. Get your trash out of here. Okay. Here's the thing. Here's how I pay myself. But here is how I pay myself.
I find
myself.
A lot of the self helps are vague talks like yes. that, where they're like, "Do this," and you're like, "Yeah,
but
it
what's
should be for
payment?
Myself." But yeah,
a reward
exactly.
for work, right? So yeah. I'm like, "What's paying myself to like take a hot shower or do some meditation sure. or like have a treat? Like, what is paying myself?"
Well,
what does it mean?
Nothing, because it was a bad joke. But at the same time, what does it mean? Those are all good things. A reward is good for yourself or whatever, I'd imagine. I don't know. I feel like I'm making this up as I go. Because I do feel like you said you're going away tomorrow. I'm going away pretty soon too. And it is one of those things that's like, great, it's good to look forward to it. I'm going out to see my brothers, who we all live in very different cities. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very fun to see them. But when you do that, I believe, like in working the way we do, when you don't have a paid gig for a long time and you do something like that, I have a hard time. Like, I'm feeling excited about it, but I'm also feeling like, why am I getting a vacation when like...
Guilt.
Yeah, 100% guilt, because you're like, I can't go on this. I'm just got to keep pushing forward until I hit something or like do something.
You know, Jason, I think I'm getting a better grasp on what pay yourself means. And I think I've been paying myself for a year. So I have decided for 2023, and I will be doing a New Year's prediction episode with Pat Babbitt, as we do every year, where he will come on and let us know what to expect for the upcoming year. But on a personal note for me, because that's a broad one for
sure.
everybody.
Yep.
And it's he's been right. He hasn't been wrong yet in 3 years. So
well, I want to go back and listen to that end of 2019 episode then.
Dude, the New Year's episode is coming. I don't want to spoil it, but because we do a recap of the years past.
Sure.
But do you know what it was that year?
No.
Year in decline was the mantra. And then the pandemic hit in March.
Yeah.
So it was like, we were not referencing that. Like, it wasn't even anything yet. You know what I mean? So it was like, that was not being referenced in any way.
Yeah.
But it was like, just he predicted it, and his wife Jackie was like, Pat, and like, you know, because it was funny and we were like laughing, and then it turned out to be so true, and we were like, and then I was like, well, we have to have you back on now. So it was like, and now he comes on every year.
Wow. It's like, that means you were so doing true. You started this before the pandemic. I thought you started this just after the pandemic.
No, I started it I believe July before, so a couple months.
Wow.
Yeah, before, but we stopped in the pandemic for a couple months because I just mentally couldn't. I couldn't talk about self-esteem with people because we all felt terrible.
Sure.
Not necessarily about ourselves, but about the world. And then that, when the world's getting you down, that sometimes you can translate that to yourself.
Yeah.
About being like, what am I doing with my life? When meanwhile, it's like, you're trying to save your life. Like, that's what you're doing.
But that's great, because now you're doing this, and it's like, I feel like everybody's probably having similar conversations. Although I feel like some people like have popped out of it a lot quicker than others. Mm-hmm. It feels like we got to do a show pretty recently together, which was such a fun time. But I feel like a lot of those people are already back into their groove or whatever. So it's like, I was like, this is like my, I don't know, handful of shows since we stopped doing shows.
Yeah.
So it still feels you're like cool, getting that engine going again or whatever. And I'm like, I gotta.
Dude, I will say this. I definitely, for performance, been doing it all year. Really grateful that I've been able to do it. Even when it was a little dicey, we were still doing it with the tour and everything like that. I gotta say, talk about having a purpose.
Yes.
It's like.
Purpose.
I now know my. Because that's what I've been in conversations with friends lately. You know, towards the end of the year, you discuss the year and changes you want to make. And I don't mean New Year's resolutions. I just mean reflecting to be like, what was this past year for me? I've been in those conversations now with people previous or before holidays kick in like New Year's going into New Year's holiday kicks in. And I will say this. I have a new gratitude towards what I'm supposed to be doing on this earth, and I didn't give it enough credit before, but I am here to entertain. And I didn't think that was
Elena,
anything.
We all
though.
Know you. No, we all. It's like, I'm sure, like, when you came out of the womb, the doctor was like, yes.
Because I came out going, hello. He was so impressed.
Right
beside
you doing
the sunflower was dancing. I had glasses on for some reason. My mom swallowed them. And I came out with them. But it's like, it's
a microphone
in
that picture, the picture of the stomach.
But I didn't, I didn't think that was enough before. Like, I was sure. Like, I'm supposed to do this or I'm supposed to do right. that or whatever. Or like, I don't know. And now I'm like, oh no, I'm just supposed to entertain. And I didn't realize how badly we all needed to be entertained until we were finally allowed back in theaters and people could come watch. Originally starting off masked, and now it seems like for a lot of theaters, not as sure. much, whatever, but it's, or by choice rather, I should say. But it was like, I was just like, oh yeah, this is like who I am.
Yeah.
And I actually have no other purpose because I don't have the skill set to do anything else. This is literally the only thing I know how to naturally do.
100%. And then also, like, you've put however many decades into it. So then you're yes. like, oh, wait, now they're like, cool, can't do that anymore. Go do something else. And you're like, do something else.
But start. What?
I gotta start doing math now?
Like, oh my God. What am I doing? Like, Norm and I talked about it, about I was like looking into taking some classes of like, I don't even know what.
Sure, I did. Like, trust me, I think every person in LA was like, what's a real estate course again?
Well, okay, it's great. Like, I do that. I was like, it'd be a fun way to get out of the house, learn yes. something new, meet some new people.
I think because we're also performers, I feel like you'd be great at selling stuff. Like,
oh my God. I was looking up a million different courses.
Yeah.
But turns out, you know, you got to, like, classes are hard. You have to, like, you like, I was like, oh my God, I should do something in hospitality. Like, I was saying to Norm, like, and it's not even like about money, because I'm like, we're fine. It's not that.
Yeah.
It was more of like, oh, wouldn't it be fun to do something completely different? Like, as a part-time thing, as just a new environment, and, you know, you get inspiration yes. from that. And I was like, oh, just something else. I was like, oh my God, that'd be so much fun. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna look into these courses. Look at me go, thinking I was being like real world and so cool. And then I was like, when I looked at hospitality courses, I was like, learn about wine. And I was done. I was like, absolutely not. Like, I was not having it. So the classes is done. I will not be doing enough. Classes now. Didn't even start. Will not be doing the classes.
Yep.
But I am willing to do maybe a writing class, was something I had looked into. So I was like,
I did them all during the pandemic. Fun. They were great.
Oh my God. That could be so much just use fun.
I used those as, because I'm not good at self-imposed deadlines, but uh-huh. I was like, these are deadlines now.
But I want to do it in person. Like, that I'm
oh,
like,
yes, of course.
And I would do a journalism class, anything to just like learn something new, sure. I think would be really fun.
I almost, this is crazy because like, you know how like Instagram ads or whatever grab you yeah. and you're like, okay, cool. I got one of those ones for like, apply at Tish, and you're like, okay, I'll do that. And yeah. I did. And I got in within like a day. I'm like, well, this is for sure a scam. This is everybody gets in. Cause there's no reason that me, an old dude is just like, yeah, I want to apply for school. And like, yes, we need more of you in our school.
You are what we need.
Yeah.
You've got the energy for the school.
So I looked into it and I was like, I didn't take it because basically it seems like it's just like masterclass on steroids or even less yeah. than that. So I was like, I already have masterclass. I'll just go back and like put deadlines on that. Although I say that, and that was about a month ago and I haven't done one yet. So
what does that entail? Like, how long, like, what is that?
For what, masterclass stuff?
Well, it's like you said you would, like, go back and use it as a deadline. So, like, give me an example of, like, what came to your mind.
Great. So, like, I would follow either the Judd Apatow one or, like, this, like, one that would have to do in our thing and just be like, let's get a script done. So, like, great. Okay. There's lesson one and they have exercises to do with them because I've done them before. And you're like, great, well, I'll make sure that I'm doing those exercises. But then you get in your mind of, like, great, I'm writing another script for what, for who? So,
and here we go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what gets me. Sometimes I get to a bit of a three on the for what, for who.
Yeah.
And then you just got to answer the question with, for me, for who cares?
Exactly.
For why not?
And I look at the people like I know around here, stuff that are really getting stuff done, and I feel like they get by that somehow. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, and then they put out a short film or something. And it's like, just before I left Toronto, I feel like I built up a bit of a network of those sorts of people. And we made like a nice web series and stuff like that. And I was like, great. But then I moved down here and I got to stop putting excuses on things. Like, I moved down here, so things change. But I wouldn't know like the technical aspects to go get something done.
And well, I can help you with that.
Well, this isn't about a podcast. This is just us having a meeting then is what's happening.
We better keep recording. but you have a network here.
Yes.
Of more than enough talented people. If you need connections to the other side of that, it's like contact the ones that have already been living here. We have them.
That's true.
And it's like there's no reason we can't lend that to you. Now, the problem is everything costs money.
Of course.
And you're so busy fucking paying yourself, you don't have a dime left. You are so busy direct depositing to yourself. My son is on a diet
because I've got like a whole bunch of people to pay. Me, myself.
You're so busy putting your son on a diet, you are not paying anybody else. This is why you can't get anything made, Jason.
Cholesterol is partially genetic, so I've got to start working on him at a very young age, getting that cholesterol down. You know,
good. Let's get back to that. Let's get back to self-care. Okay. This is what we love talking about on this podcast. Oh, yes,
because I don't have any testosterone, and I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so this is what I... Let's get back to the testosterone. That's actually great.
Yeah.
One, do you have to go on medication for that, or is that like hopefully the other stuff fixes it?
He's like, I basically left the office because he goes... Well, these testosterone tests are very fragile in the sense of, he goes, I could send you to two places today and one's going to send back this number and another one's going to send back this number. So he goes, let's take it again. And I did. And it was still very low, but not low enough. He goes, we're going to wait 6 months. Before he was like, we're tough to talk about like thyroid replacement or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
And I was like, what the hell is
this big?
And he goes, and I go, what does that entail? And he's like, we're not going to talk about it until it's for sure. Because apparently it's very big. Oh, I don't want to do that then.
No.
But so now I'm getting my blood test tomorrow and I'll find out.
Okay, so this is going to be the big, you've done everything you can on your part.
Like, not drinking, but like, but alcohol is like went out the door and like I lost 15 pounds and like I'm eating right and so hopefully it's just like, and I was on the drugs for cholesterol. So like I expect all of these things to be like.
I want to stop drinking and lose 50 pounds. So I just disappear. I don't know if everybody knows this. I only weigh 50 pounds. It's just my floating head talking into a microphone on a series of toothpicks. Can you guys hear how thin I am? Anyways, everyone's like, Alana's voice was sounding super fit today. How embarrassing. Okay, this is all really good. I have to say I'm very proud of you because...
Oh, thanks.
I feel like people don't take their health seriously enough, myself included. I spent years self-harming my own body with just different things and not taking care of myself well. And, you know, I've definitely now done some damage that is irreversible.
Which you don't realize. I think there's that whole, like, marshmallow test of it all, right? Yeah, it's like...
In early 30s, you're like, I'm the king of the world. And then it hits. And then you're like, oh, I fucked up big time.
And your hangovers last for, like, a day. And you're like, oh, that was easy. I'll do that again next weekend. And then, like, other stuff, too. Yeah, you're just like...
It's like a kid. I used to injure myself a lot, and
my parents or whoever was like, "You're gonna feel that when you're older." I'm like, "Give me a break!" But now I'm like, I'm walking around and feeling all the injuries I got 20 years ago.
Oh my God, I have no knees. It's just bones stacked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Ankles, ribs, all that kind of stuff. I'm just like, oh yeah, this is all.
Oh my God, isn't it the worst? I hate feeling old. I don't care how I look. I have wrinkles. I just got bangs. I pretend they're not there anymore. Put on a hat, whatever. but it's like. My body, like, breaking down, I'm like, oh my God, am I going to die now? Like, this is annoying. I didn't even have time to entertain my purpose.
Yeah.
Okay, so I said what I felt my purpose was. This is newly rediscovered because this year I freed myself from the career stresses. We all have them. Of course I still have them. Of course I want to work. I love when I get to work.
Of course.
The gigs I've done.
You're a better version of yourself when you're doing what you feel
purposeful. Oh my God, the gigs I've done in the pandemic, I definitely brought more to the table than I normally would because I was so excited to be there. Because for like, you know, a year, we all kind of did at least a year for real, we did nothing.
Yes.
Because everything did stop. So for real, we did nothing.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, then we started to do more things, or at least there was opportunities.
Pushing that rock up the hill again or whatever.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? Exactly. So I freed myself from the pressures of the industry where I'm like, I got to be on a TV show, or I got to this, or I got to that. And it's like, dude, it all of a sudden became so clear that I was like, as long as you entertain, it will always work out. And it's like,
that's a great mindset to be in.
As long as you enter, like, I'm now going out of town to go do some shows, some bigger shows and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's because I just spent a year going, just make these people laugh in this room right now today. And someone will see that. And for me, it was live shows. It's not that way for everybody. For some people, TikTok or Instagram or whatever, you know, maybe an online thing or maybe writing or something like that. Yeah. And if you can get the right eyes on it or whatever. But I'm like, I just am, I feel a sense of relief that I was like, it was there all along. I acted like that wasn't enough, and it is.
Yeah.
And it is.
I think for you and I, it's the same. Like, stage is the, it makes me a whole person.
It's all I know.
Yeah.
I'm not me without everybody else. Yeah. That is not good. I can, as I say it out loud, I hear it. But it's like, I am not me without everyone else. Marm, I'm going to
cook tonight. Watch me cook.
Norm, follow me. But it's like, that's what it honestly feels like. You know what I mean? Is that I'm just like, and bless everybody listening. I'm nothing without you. Even this podcast, I'm like, for the listeners, I'm like, what would I do? I'm just, what would I do? I don't know, man.
When the pandemic first hit, I also started a podcast with my friend Stacy, who's wonderful as well. And like, we had a, it was similar in nature to this of like, we were like, great, let's just keep each other sane during this hard time, which we thought would last for 2 weeks, and it lasted a very long time.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful having that community of listeners, especially during that time, because it was like the community with Discord and everything. You're learning all this new stuff about like, oh, cool, we got to keep connected. But like, I felt more purpose, I think, at the beginning of the pandemic than I did over the last like year is what I'm getting at, I think. So now it's like the stage, like I said, we did that show the other night, and that was like, I've done some shows that I don't feel great about or whatever, but like, now that we're getting back into like bigger, funner shows, I'm like, this is full purpose again, and it feels so good.
Okay, so here's what I want to know. So we've discussed the nightlife of the live shows.
Sure.
So when we don't have that, what is keeping us going?
Okay, crazy. Yeah, that's a hard thing, right? We said
projects, like the trying to self-motivate projects, but it's like, what, how are you spending your day? Like, what is it that you do to get you in that mindset?
I know that everybody, you're watching on a YouTube live right now, so you can all see this.
Okay, guys, we don't have a YouTube, but but we're going to get one.
But like, literally, I could show you this. This is my big old passion planner, and you're like, great, this gives you like goals and all that kind of stuff. Mine's like blank. I don't know what to do. I'll get this out and I'll be like, cool.
Open this drawer. There's mine.
Wonderful.
That's my little, my pink book there. That's every morning I wake up and I go, what am I doing today? Where's my mindset? How do I focus? And it's like, all I ever write down is being like, Alana, you really got to get your life together. It's the only thing.
I bring this to therapy and she's like, what happened this week? And I'm like, I don't.
I found some stamps. She's like, we love the stamps.
I cried in front of a ramen noodles. That's about it.
Okay, Jason, that's going to be a huge topic in my therapy. And I don't have a session for 2 weeks. I hope I remember to tell her. It was devastating. It was so fun. It was not fun. It's funny now to cry in Yvonne's in front of the chips. But at the time, it was so devastating.
Because maybe this is too much. What triggered your tears?
Oh, Jason, it's so sad. Okay, I'll tell you.
Because like the weirdest thing, like if I'm writing, I trigger tears. If I'm listening to like music and all of a sudden the right music hits, it'll trigger tears.
Yeah.
But what triggers it in the Vons?
Look, I'm tearing up right now about to tell you. So I'm in the Vons. I'm shopping for chips. Oh, looking for a deal.
I'm Barbara Walters. This is great.
And on the intercom, they're like playing music. Mm-hmm. And this song started playing that was played a week before at Zoe's memorial Sick Kids Hospital. And it's a memorial for all the children that have died.
Yeah.
So there was like literally over 50 kids in this like slideshow, and we're all on a Zoom, and there was hundreds of us there. It's like for extended family and stuff. So there was this song that these two people were playing live on the guitar, like on the Zoom, that they play songs for the kids in the hospital or whatever.
Yeah.
And, so it came on, and at the memorial, we all like sang along to it, and I lost it, because it's like the anniversary of Zoe's death is next month. Oh, wow. So it was like, because I didn't know that song anyways, and I was like, wait, the song, and I just started bawling my eyes out, cried the whole way home, had to canceled everything yesterday, because it was like, because I got such a bad headache, so it was like a real bad way. Thank God Norm was out of town, because it was a mess. But it's like, it's funny, because the chips, but like, it was just so, it was so unexpected, and so to come back, sorry, I'm kind of everywhere right now. But
I feel terrible bringing this. I was like, I thought it would be a lighter thing.
We all thought it was going to be a lighter thing because of the chips. But it was like, to bring it back to what we had just said of the year in reflection earlier, like around this time, the year in reflection. It's interesting because in this time, I've, and my friends have been fantastic about this, to be like, you're doing great. Mm-hmm. All things considered, it's going very well. You've kept going, trucking along as best you can, and yeah, whatever. And then in that moment, it was like, I had this feeling where I was like, oh God, I had this feeling where I was like, oh, I'm not, I'm like forgetting her.
No.
You know what I mean? Cause I was like, oh no, I'm living
there's
my life
too all much. Around this
I know,
room
I know.
Her, yeah.
But I was like, just like, you know,
it's a lot.
It's just like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, if I had been carrying her with me that day anyways, maybe it wouldn't have like caught me off guard so much. But it was like, it just, sometimes you get afraid that like, you know, are you going to forget or something? Mm-hmm. And it was my sister-in-law's birthday. It was Sarah's birthday.
Yeah.
That's Zoe's mom. And I know you knew that. I'm telling everybody else.
We're doing it for the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, we do it for you guys, okay? I cry in the Vons for you, so you can get me crying on a podcast. But I think it was just like a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking how hard that must be for her or whatever.
Of course.
And so it was really, it was just such a sad moment. But it was like, you know, when I came home and for self-care, you know, I just let myself cry. And then I just canceled everything.
Of course.
Because I was like, I just can't. I can't show up for my life right now and pretend it's okay today. Because it was not okay. And it was fine the next day. Like, I just had a headache, physical. Yeah. But it was like, emotionally, it was like I had kind of simmered down a little bit. But it just fucking caught me off guard, dude. And it's my own fault. I let my mind run wild. There was no need to have that narrative. Like, I'm forgetting it. I shouldn't be living a life. And it's like, that's not, nobody wants that for anybody.
Yeah.
Nobody wants anyone to stand still. Nobody does. Not even a child. She wouldn't even want that.
No, I'd feel terrible for bringing that. I should have been like, oh yes, of course. Why would
you bring
up somebody's
going
to cry about
this? You know
what?
I really, I got it off my chest. Actually, that's great. Because I didn't.
It takes away from all my crying times. Right? Now I'm like, I cry because if a song comes on or if like, this just feels terrible now.
As you can see, I've bounced back effortlessly.
Yeah, well.
But no, it was okay. I'm glad it happened because, you know, it means.
I'll give you a hug with
so
my
much
voice
love.
Right now.
Please do.
With my voice.
But I have so much love and for her and for all the people in my life.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was nice to know this came from a place of love as opposed to crying from a place of fear. Like, I know I said the fearful part of like, oh, am I forgetting? But it's from the place of love of like, because I don't want to because I love this person so much.
Yeah.
But like, I'd rather cry over that than cry over my career and be like, I'm not on TV. I'm like, let me cry for the fucking chips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what's weird? I feel like...
Save my tears.
But I feel like the pandemic, one of the benefits that we got from it was like, it put a lot of things like that into focus where I don't know. Maybe I can only speak from my own experience, but like being a dad is so much more important than all the rest of it.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
And even when I was going through it, I'm like, I'm not going to take this for granted of like having the time that we have with those people and being like, well, in human existence, when have we had time to connect like this over the recent human existence? It's like, when have we actually had time to, even though we're all far apart and like terrible things happen and some people weren't able to be with some people, there's other portions where it was like, oh, you can be with people as well, which you normally, you'd be like in the rat race and not slowing down and like taking things in.
Yeah.
And so I made a point to, even though I'm like, I feel like I'm failing, I can still take things in like, so yeah, I feel like there was some benefits to it in that regard.
Oh my God. It's about the appreciation. Like, something's got to fucking bring you joy. You know what I mean? Like, let's make it a little more basic. We'll come back to family. Let's talk career, something that does not matter as much because it matters. And then you get a phone call being like, this person's in the hospital and you're like, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Like, you 100%. Know what I mean? It's like, yeah, dude.
Yes.
It's like,
because we've also,
okay.
I think, both been in jobs where they're like, what's happening? Oh, that's happening. Well, we really need you in here today. And you're like, fuck.
You're like, best of luck to you. enjoy that. Stuff
where you're like, oh, I have to miss a wedding because I'm going to do this or whatever. And you're like, oh, looking back, I'm like, why would I? Like, yeah. I gave up being a best man for somebody because I was like, well, you got to do this New Faces Festival. And it was it was in a basement in the Comedy Bar. And you're like, did I do that for?
I almost missed my brother's wedding because I was filming That's So Weird. And he was like, well, I'm not getting married without you. And I was like, because we were in Halifax, so I had to take a half day off work.
Yeah.
And I was livid. Wedding was great, but yikes. No, it was total. I was glad I went. Of course, I was glad I went. And they were really cool. And they were like, to let me go. Because contractually, they didn't have to. They could have made me work. And there was nothing I could do about it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's just sort of that life we chose again. Like when you get things, they're normally pretty fleeting and they happen very fast, but they happen in the most inopportune times too. And you're like, oh, damn it.
No, well, it's like that. So for career, it's like, it can mean so much to you and can really affect your self-esteem and confidence and how you feel about yourself and everything like that. But then it's like, what's the point if you don't have anyone to share that with and talk about it with and get excited about it with? And I'm not talking about to be married or have a dating somebody or something. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, your mom, your friend, your like anybody, you know what I mean? Where you're like the people in my life that are either my family or my found family. Cause we don't all live by our family. So we have to kind of make our own in our little community here. And I'm like, it's only fun to book something when you can call someone and be like, I booked this! Not in a brag, in an excitement way.
With people to celebrate with. It's weird because I've had a couple different lives growing up and because there was one part of my life where snowboarding was the biggest thing in my life, and that was for about a decade. And then I moved on to whatever and fell into this hole of whatever. But then I started getting on stage and doing the comedy stuff. And I'm like, did I love snowboarding? Because I looked back at it and I'm like, did I love the act of snowboarding? I think I did, but I loved it because of all the memories I remember are like, oh yeah, because you're with this group of people.
Oh my God, I loved snowboarding with my friends. Yeah. That was your whole day. That was your Saturday and Sunday.
And you all, you progress at it and you do whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, the memories I remember the most are the ones when we were on a back mountain and just you're isolated with the people you love going down this hill. And you're like, Jesus Christ.
When you do the jumps and whatever, which I never did, but to do those, it's not fun unless the other snowboarders are sitting there watching because you want to see somebody do it. I mean, if you fall, that's a nightmare. But if you can do it, how fun is that to celebrate with this community?
But I also wonder if it's the same, because then I started thinking about other parts of my life. I'm I love comedy. I feel at home when I'm on stage. And I'm like, that's what I love to do. But was that based originally, how they talk about mental stuff and you get rewarded and then your brain will go do that again? It's like, I feel like one, it was like, yes, I feel good at doing that. And I feel good at that. But at the same time, the people in our community, I loved very much. I shouldn't say loved. I love very much the people that I perform with. So it's like, are you surrounding yourself with family of friends? And
everyone I know is so fun and funny. Yeah. It's addictive. It's why I stay in comedy, because I'm like, but then I wouldn't have funny friends anymore if I left. And then who gonna make me laugh? You know what I mean?
So start doing bits with people that are accounts and what are you talking? Who's Terry?
Gotta get Terry in there. Terry Bear.
Bowtie.
We love him. No, but it's not, so to cry over that seems silly to me than to be, oh my God, don't even. Here's what I want to know. Let's even the score. You said you snowboarded, then had whatever, and then got into comedy. What was whatever?
Sure. My whatever is not that terrible. Whatever was I did an years of, and I was in an advertising agency. I lived a life that I thought I was supposed to live.
Job. You got it. Yeah, yeah.
And drank a lot and probably, you see those TikToks of people are like, this is me when I was the most saddest. And it's just pictures of people laughing or whatever. Cause they're like, I hide my depression or whatever. Yeah. And I think that was my years of I hated myself for a long time.
Were you still doing that when you started comedy? Like when I met you?
Kind of, yeah. It was weird. Chris Locke, who I don't know if you've had on here before.
I have. He's about to do the Patreon, actually.
Chris Locke is a wonderful human being.
We have a Patreon, guys. Check it out. Patreon/ self-esteem party.
He was working in the mailroom at the ad agency that I was at. It was kind of weird.
I never knew that.
Yeah. This was a long time ago.
Wow.
And then I started just taking classes at Second City because I knew, like, coming out of school, I was like in grade 8, I wrote a play and like put up a play and like... in high school, I was very good at like the improv stuff and like all that kind of stuff because I was in the Sears Drama Festival and all that kind of stuff. And I knew like that's what I loved to do, but I didn't. And at that time, that's when I was snowboarding at the same time and putting all my effort into that. And then you go and you live life the way you think you're supposed to go. So you just go to college, you get a degree. You're like, great, now I'm going to work in the cubicle and like work my way up this thing. And but I did not. Which is responsible and adult, and it's like, yes, I probably still should be doing that in some way, shape, or form, because that's the guilt in me a lot of the times, because I'm like, if I would have stuck to that, maybe I would have had like a life where it would have been easier to financially support my son and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be here.
No, I wouldn't be here.
You would not.
To be honest, I probably would have drank myself stupid at that.
Yeah, point. I'm like, you might be divorced.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean,
yeah,
dude?
Or never married.
And not seeing your son. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like.
So yeah, those years are like, I don't know if there was a very tough moment in those. It was just a real dumb story very quickly was like, great. So then I started taking classes in Second City, basically hired me out of my conservatory show because I was like, I didn't know that that's what I was going into.
Okay.
And they had called me. So luckily, because I took those classes, which maybe leads to a lesson of like, just do.
Yeah.
And maybe opportunity will come. So you'd be ready for opportunity. So maybe it goes back to process.
Okay. I'll take the wine class. just for the record, everyone, I know he's dancing again. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Just for the record. Okay. I looked into it and I don't want to do it. Wow. Aren't you so glad you took that class? And it's making friends. Like when I moved here, I took every class that I could afford.
Of course.
Just to make friends.
I was doing that as well. And then it got very expensive. And also then the pandemic hit and I didn't want to take them over Zoom. But yes, I was doing that too. And you're like, just do something.
Yes, do something. Leave the house, as we now know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, which is a big deal now.
The other, last week when you had called or contacted Norman to say to come watch the Canada World Cup game.
Yes.
And Norm was like, what do you think? Should we go? And I was like, let's do it. Let's go to Toluca Lake or wherever we went. Let's just go somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I'm getting is Norm didn't want to come. Okay.
No, Norm definitely wanted to come. Oh, okay. I was like, he totally wanted to come. I was about to text you, Adam, and Anessa, and Norm saying, hey, guys, heard there's a thread going on without me about the game. Just kind of wondering why nobody wants me there. I didn't do it because Norm is like, they'll take you seriously.
Because there is a weird thing, especially like you come down here and there are a bunch of Canadians and there are like different groups that go do different thing. And then you're like, I'll go do something with like Adam. And it's like, but why didn't I call every Canadian that I know again? Because like you do little things and you're like, you could see like if you didn't get invited to that, you're like, wait a second. Why is it Instagram? Why is everybody at this restaurant? What am I doing at home?
Oh my God. First of all, I never have FOMO of when I see a photo and everyone somewhere and I'm not. Yeah,
maybe I'm bad at that.
Well, because I'm like, first of all, maybe they text me and I just didn't text back. Classic. Or I'm like, okay, because that's what the configuration was and I'll hear about it the next time I see them. And I go to stuff and don't invite. Like,
logically, you're 100% right.
Well, it's like, remember last year when you contacted me, because the Raptors always come around Norm's birthday in March, as we know.
And they're coming again.
And they're coming again. And we'll talk about this more after the podcast. But Norm and I were like, should we get a box?
Yeah. Oh, yes. We talked about that for a while.
We talked about that. Yeah. But here's what's stopping me. And if you're my friend and you're listening, this is...
I want to know, because
we
dug
to
deep.
You.
I don't know if Norm listens to these, but we dug deep for that box.
Yeah, Norm listens to these. Jason, if you thought that! But I said to Norm, I was like, should we get one? And then I went, but fill it with who? Because it's like 20 people in there or something like that.
You got to get the whole people, yeah.
Like, I have friends that like love Norm and this and that, but maybe not sports fans. So, you know, do you want someone to pay money to come and maybe they don't want to be there or something like, but then they'll come because they feel obligated. So I don't want to put anybody in that position.
Like a wedding.
Yeah. And then there's like obligatory invites. I don't want to do that for somebody's birthday. I'm like, if it's your birthday and you want to celebrate, or not even your birthday, just an event you're excited for, you should be allowed to go with people that you're excited to go with. So it's like, when you look at that picture on Instagram and see that dinner, I'm okay not being there because I go, I don't want to be the obligatory invite. I want to be the prioritized invite.
Yeah.
And so my that's okay
like,
with
why,
me.
Why not a prioritized invite? But my head sucks. So like
Yeah, but look how many times you are a prioritized invite.
I think what it is, it goes back to like everything we've been saying about when you're at home a lot, you have too much time to think. And then like things matter more when you're not there. Because it's like if you're living your life, then those things will flow by and will like water off your back or
this
whatever.
This is why I tend not to... post photos at like events at like shows, of course, always you gotta so people come to the next show and you know all that kind of stuff, but it's like I try not to post, and sometimes I do I'll do reposting, but I try not to do too much of like a smaller event because I don't want to make people feel that way. And I'm like, I always have a reason for inviting the people I invite, and then if somebody hears about it and wants to come, I'm like, yes, of course. Or if it's like for some reason not suitable for them to come or it doesn't make sense, I will tell them the truth. I'll be like, you know what? It's kind of just this. Can we plan our own thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't feel good about doing that. That doesn't make me feel good, which is why I just pretty much end up inviting everybody everywhere. But at the same time, it's like, you know, sometimes somebody wants to go somewhere. It's not your event. It's not appropriate for you to invite them. It's on us to be okay with that. Yeah. So it's like, I get what you're saying where you're like, I want to be the priority invite, but it's like, you know, it says there's a lot of maturity in being like, but I'm not.
I think it's the priority invite somewhere.
Well, you're a priority invite for us. We invite you. We watch sports. We have like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, we love hanging out with you. So I'm like, you have such an open invite. Norm gave you the tickets.
That's
he was
true.
Like, oh my God, now he can take Charlie. And we had a great you know what time. I mean? And he was like, because you guys, like you were saying, you want to get him into basketball and everything like that. So he was like, oh my God, it's perfect. And I was like, yes. So it's like, you are a priority invite for us. Of course. We've known you so long. What's not to prioritize?
I changed my answer. I'm at an 8.
Sorry, you can't change. You're 6 or 7 for the day.
There's no growth allowed in this podcast.
Jason, you just ruined the podcast because I end the podcast asking how you're feeling now. So now I've got now I've got less than 9 minutes to turn you into a different number, lower or higher.
Fair enough. I'm
this
sure
is a nightmare for me.
I will tell you the easier way is we'll find a lower. We'll be able to get us lower for sure.
Okay, so Jason, what's your problem?
You told me there was 2 questions. That's a third
question.
Hold on.
No, I think when it comes to friends and that social aspect of the world that we live in, the like comedy world and this and that, I think we're all a little more sensitive now coming out of the pandemic or moving into this next phase of it. Because before when no one was seeing each other, you were like, okay, great. And now I think some of the FOMO is being like, oh, I've been left behind. I think sometimes people are being like, I've been forgotten. Is like what, like for show bookings and stuff, a lot of people are like, I feel like everyone forgets I exist now.
I think.
What do you think?
Yes. And because there was a while ago when like the media was saying, this is a really long walk. Mike Myers' career, they're like, oh, he's becoming irrelevant. You're like, and to me, I was like, that's the worst thing you could say to somebody.
Yes.
So then when you get here and you, I'm in a new city and like also the pandemic happens and you're like on the other side of it. Now you're like, there's new generations. It's like, oh, that's my worry. It's like you come back out of something. I'm getting back on stage where it's like, who am I now? So it's even more of intense to be like, is my comedy irrelevant now?
But you know what? You kind of just have to make it up and be like,
oh yeah, you gotta go.
I'm who everybody wants to see.
Okay, so cool. I love the
you must
fake
this
confidence.
Is,
yes,
of course. This is what I'm like. The shows I've been doing, I'm playing the biggest theaters I've ever played in my career. And it's like, I'm very excited at this time in my life because I'm just lying to myself, claiming they're all there to see me when I know they're not. And I don't care.
I don't know. I've been to those shows. We going to see Atlanta. Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We've all seen it.
But it's like, it's very, we just... The pandemic has forced us to acknowledge our own value because people are a lot less willing to do it now.
Yeah.
We kind of just have to be like, people want to see me. They just don't know it yet.
Yeah. There's a bit of relearning and stuff like that too coming on. And that's why it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot coming out of this.
Can
stuff.
I tell you, I was dying at your show that you guys did 2 weeks ago. Just to give a bit of context, Jason, Adam, and Anessa, all former podcast guests, put on this show where it's like 7 minutes in heaven. So it's seven different groups and you randomly pick out the name of who you're going to play with. There's 14 of us and it's like you randomly pick it out. So there was all these fun combos of people that I've never, like I had never so done a scene great. With Ruha, who's actually coming to do the podcast today.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, that was really fun and exciting. Yeah, Ruha was awesome. Yeah. We've done like sketch together, but we never did like this improv scene type thing together. Yeah. So it was really fun. And anyways, so I was laughing so hard because everyone's picking the names. And then you picked someone who is not, like one of your best friends who you play with all the time.
And the fun part is like we didn't even pick. So you pick names as you go through. We were just the last two. So we knew 7 minutes prior. We're like, well, there's two people left that have to go. And it's going to be two people that play together all the time.
I couldn't stop laughing at Norm because I was like, you know, it was supposed to be this like big experiment. And it was like, you two were like the rest of us were laughing because the Canadians were laughing because we knew. Obviously, nobody else knew. But I was like, not that you two don't like playing together, but it did make me laugh hard because we've been talking this thing about making new friends and this is this. And it was like robbed of the opportunity. And
it's true because there was so many people. I was like, I've never met like Yak before or Connor. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, they all seem like wonderful.
Even
you and me,
even
people.
Us doing a scene, that's we've true. Like only played a handful of times, like project. And, that was like ago. Years ago, dude.
Yeah.
We've only done like a handful of things together. Really? Not even.
Yeah. And I don't, like, there was one show we did together that I think, like, I don't even remember, but I have pictures of it when you and Kayla were.
Slim Fit?
That's what it was.
And you were the models, you and Sarah Hillier. Project.
I just have the picture with the big pink glass. I'm wearing big pink glasses.
And you and Sarah were the models, and Kayla and I were running the modeling agency.
Yes.
And I was like Unit 102. Yeah. I was like Janice Dickinson from America's Next Top Model. Right. Yeah, that was like the whole. Oh my God, that show was amazing.
That's a long time ago.
That show was amazing. Yeah. I loved that show. But yeah, that was like one of the first times we played together, and then. Maybe just a couple things after that.
It would have been fun to pull. Yeah. I was like, I didn't think about it much. I know I was sitting up at the front and I heard Allie was laughing afterwards and stuff, but I was like, for me, it was just nice. I was laughing and loving the whole show.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was maybe even intrusive to the audience because we're sitting on stage just to put a picture
exactly,
to it.
Exactly, to the side.
So even as an audience member sitting on stage as a performer, I was laughing a lot because I was just having such a good time being out and like,
oh, I was being so loud.
It was
going,
so nice.
Oh,
it was just so nice to be watching all these amazing.
It was so much fun.
And we were blessed with like so many people that I haven't met before that were just so funny.
And it was fun. Like you have to remember, nobody knew you guys knew each other. So it's like the scene was still super fun and it seemed random. It's just we knew.
It was for sure random. I mean, like we were the seventh people up and like this is again, it's probably too niche, but like it's all relationship scenes. And you're like, as we were going through, I'm like, I want to be a variety. So I'm like, how do I just do something that's not a relationship scene? But you get into, I think I proposed to Allie by the end. So it was just a
boyfriend,
girlfriend.
Oh my God,
we
all got into relationship scenes.
I mean.
Can't help it.
But there was something where like a little enough different that you're like, oh yeah, like Holly, who I imagine has done the pod before. Maybe
yes,
not.
Of course.
So Holly, they had a really fun scene. Again, I'm recounting a live show that your listeners weren't at, but
it was fun. And you guys got to start coming to the shows because you're here to see
everybody. Get to Los Angeles. Everybody come to Los Angeles.
You guys are here to see me and Jason. See Jason. That's the mentality. This episode is going to pop off. Okay.
Everybody's gonna be at home dancing like a sunflower with sunglasses.
Jason, oh, thank God we've wrapped up. Here's what I want to know.
When we started, you're like, I'm going to check down at the time. Once in a while, it doesn't mean I'm not interested. But now you check for the first time, and you're like, oh my God, thank God it's over.
Finally. two things. Let's do two things for the wrap up.
Okay.
You kind of already ruined it, but maybe the numbers changed. On a scale of 1 to 10, you started at a 6 or 7, which was like an amazing score to start the day of. A lot of it was because coming here to do this,
and we
were
excited.
It also
comes from another win, but I didn't talk about it. Okay, great.
Oh,
it's a dumb win.
Can you just say it quick?
I went to get us coffees beforehand.
Yes.
And I'm very bad at making choices in life. Like, I'll be like, just kick me when I'm down and I'll just go with it and roll with the punches.
Okay.
I was in a drive-thru at Starbucks that was going to take like forever. And I'm going, you know what? I'm just going to go park and walk in. And I walked in. Nobody was in there. And that, to me, that was like the biggest win because normally I would have been like, I'll just sit in this lineup. I would have been half an hour late.
That's the key. Never go to it. First of all, you showed up right on time. Thank you. And brought me a coffee.
Boom. But like I walked in, I parked, I was like, screw this. And I walked in, no one was there. When they treated me like garlic, I was like, that was my, that's how much it takes for me to have a win nowadays.
Nobody, don't go in the drive-thru. I stuff like that makes me mental.
No, I never do.
I never.
I didn't realize, I'm like, yeah, they have to make like lattes for everybody in this lineup's 18 cars
long. You gotta go in. That's the way to do it.
This? Yeah.
Okay, so that's a beautiful little win.
But that was the sixth. That's why I walked in. I was like dancing like a sunflower because I was like,
it's like when you make an advanced green light right before it turns and you're like, we did it. It's like little wins.
It's also a big win because normally like I'm making choices now that I wouldn't have made because I'm going to therapy now. Yeah. But I'm making choices I wouldn't have made before where I'm standing up for myself.
Well, that's being assertive.
I'm being assertive.
You are. You're being like, decisive. This won't suffice. I will now go do this other action that will.
Yeah. And like when I came in here today and knew you were going to ask me that, I probably would have been like, I don't know. Like I feel like... I don't know. Like, I don't know a number, but I'm like, say a number.
Say a number. You knew it was coming. So how are you feeling now? We talked about a lot. You made me cry.
Yes. So.
Zero.
Yeah. That takes it down a couple.
But look how happy I am now.
That's true.
I'm back.
But all the listeners are going to be like, why would Jason bring that up? This is the end of my career been through right now.
Enough.
So in all honesty, yeah, like I probably will remain the same. 6.5.
But you were an 8 for a second. Wasn't that nice?
Wasn't that nice?
Wow. And then I reminded you, you made me cry.
Yeah. And it brought me right back down to life.
You know, I'm really glad you asked me why, because it's not fair that I ask everybody. Like I asked you being like, why was that a whatever time? It's not fair that I ask everyone the pressing questions and people don't feel like they're allowed to ask me because it's my podcast.
I was going to ask because I was like, we'll find a way to relate on we cry for the dumbest things in the dumbest moments because
usually,
that's when my tears would normally come or like in the dumbest moments.
And I think that's why I didn't talk about it with anybody really. I told one of my friends that I had to cancel on because I just told the truth. I was like, there's no point in lying or whatever. Even then I didn't really want to talk about it because I was like, oh, it's kind of a bummer and I am better now. So I don't really want to like sit in it. You know, when you start talking about something and then it like reminds you of it again or whatever. But it's like, that's why I teared up when you told me. But it's like, I already feel better now because I'm like, oh, I just got it off my chest.
Sure.
You know what I mean? For all the Vaughn shoppers out there that saw me in the chip aisle, it's off my chest now. Now you know. So it's like, I feel great. I know I didn't give a number at the beginning. I don't really do that anymore because I'm like, more interested in somebody else's and I don't want to forget their number.
Sure.
But I do feel good because it was nice to be honest and vulnerable. And we talked about that before we started recording that it's like not every people think they're vulnerable and then they're not, they're closed books.
Especially people, it goes back to like the people in our industry that are like, I write honest shows. And I'm like, are you being completely vulnerable?
Yeah. Are you? So it's like,
it's hard to do.
It's really hard to do. So, I'm thankful for the opportunity to have started my day off in a really honest, true to myself place.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to make for a better day.
Yeah.
You know, I have nothing to hide. So I'm like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a better day.
Well,
I'm excited.
I'm still staying at a 6.5. I still feel.
Okay. I wasn't trying to change your score. So get over yourself. And then the second thing. So that was the first thing was what was your number? We've decided 6.5. We'll take it.
I love it. That's a high number. I would not expect to come in here and give anything more than a 3 over the last couple of years.
So. Sky high. We take it. We're going to put it on the wall. But my second question is, because we talked self-care and all this kind of stuff. If you had to give anybody, say a little bit of advice or a tidbit or something like that, like pay yourself, but not that. And if you had to give something to somebody, what would it be? And I'll give one too, because it's a hard question to ask.
I think it's what I'm finding lately is to take the pressure off of yourself a little bit in certain times and like be present because I'm finding like, there are moments where I'm like, I don't feel like I'm achieving, but then I'm like, well, I'm making memories for Charlie or something. Like there's something to be more present. It's really dumb. Like I think at the end in the American Office, I think Ed Helms' character one time says, it's like, I wish we could know we were in the good times when we were actually in them or something like that.
Oh my
and I
God,
was like,
isn't that amazing?
And I'm like, yeah, but that's, I know it's a comedy and you laugh at that because you're like, I'm laughing because he's in it right now and doesn't realize it. But it's like, yeah, but let's realize it.
Okay. Mine goes hand in hand with yours.
Perfect.
Here's mine. Keep going. Now let me preface what that means.
Okay.
I don't mean keep chasing your dreams. I mean, literally keep going. So if if keeping going in what you just said, to relate back to what you just said, means acceptance that day, that like nothing's going to happen with my career today or nothing's going to pop off, but I can make these memories for this other thing. Keep going and creating those memories.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just keep going. And of course, chase your dreams, go nuts. But it's like in everything else, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep, you know, making sure these relationships in your life flourish. Keep everything, keep more things in your life if you can than just, you know, one thing, like than just career, like keep other things in there, but just keep going. Yeah. 'Cause it's like, you can be gentle with yourself. You don't have to be hard on yourself and be like, plow ahead, but you can just be like, okay, I don't feel good right now. How can I keep going on this day? And maybe you keep going by writing in your journal or doing like doing self-care. Could be anything. Or reach out to somebody, leave the house.
Yeah.
Or even if it means keep going by just sitting on your couch, you're like, okay, great. This is the plan for now. Let's see where this gets me to the next thing.
It might build habits, because that's the whole thing. Like, yes. Change those. I read that book, Atomic Habits, that apparently is pretty well known, of like changing small things and making a
Jason,
routine.
You know, I
things.
Don't read. Come on.
Well, it's audiobooks. I listened to it. I didn't read it.
Oh my God, I love audiobooks. Me reading is like,
keeps
me
the exercises
being like,
out. I couldn't do the exercises, but I sure listened to it.
Oh my God, I'll read something and then two chapters later be like, wait, he died? Like, it's just, it's like, it's so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm cool like that. Jason, this has been absolutely amazing.
It's been the best. You know what? I'm not changing my number. I can't change my number, but it's changed. It's went up for sure. It's up.
We got to end this now because you are a roller coaster of numbers. And sunflower dance. Goodbye.
Believe in yourself. Believe in